Wednesday, May 28th, 10:50 a.m. at my locker. Andre and I get along really well, and he's fitting right in at WCD. Most of the students seem to really love him. And by most students, I mean girls. Some of the guys seem really bent out of shape with all the attention he's been getting. "What's up with the dude in the cheesy school uniform?" I overheard a few jocks complain yesterday when a dozen girls lined up to take selfies with Andre like he was a celeb or something. Personally, I think those guys are a little jelly, aka jealous, of Andre. At least Brandon is being a good sport about the whole thing. He told me not to worry about trying to help out with the Fuzzy Friends website since I'm going to be super busy with my student ambassador duties. Brandon is such a sweetheart. Although he did text me this morning that he can hardly wait for Andre to go back to Hogwarts so he can get his seat back in bio. I just hope Brandon is able to get everything done in time for the annual fundraiser, since they need all the money they can get to keep the Animal Rescue Center open. Chloe and Zoe are my BFFs, and I love them, but they've been acting so silly and immature around Andre that it's an embarrassment. The whole selfie fiasco yesterday was actually their fault. They practically begged Andre for a selfie, and to be nice, he agreed. So the four of us took one together. Mackenzie was at her locker the entire time, pretending like my BFFs and I didn't exist. So, of course, she asked Andre for a selfie, too. After that, it was two girls from the drama club and then the entire cheerleading squad. Pretty soon, there were a dozen girls in line, all waiting to take a selfie with Andre. But here's the really weird part. Everyone kept telling me what a cute couple Andre and I were. I was like, no way. We're actually just friends. We're only hanging out because I'm a student ambassador and it's mandatory. But they just smiled like I was lying to them and started whispering to each other. Of course, I wondered what was going on. So, to avoid all the drama that had occurred yesterday, I texted Andre and asked him to meet me in the library. I figured we'd hang out there for a while and then go straight to class. I was surprised when he showed up with a bag from the cupcakery. "Good morning, Nicole. Are you hungry?" He'd purchased orange juice and extra large cinnamon buns with cream cheese frosting. The best part was that they were still warm. Since I'd skipped breakfast to get to school on time, my stomach was making loud grinding noises like a busted garbage disposal. OMG, everything was delish! "So, do you have any exciting plans for the summer?" Andre asked. "Just great. The last thing I wanted to talk about was my summer scheduling disaster." He must have seen a look of pure anguish flash across my face or something, because even after I shrugged and muttered, "Not really," he stopped eating and just stared at me. "Really? Are your parents shipping you off to boot camp or something?" he teased. Instead of answering, I just took a big bite of my cinnamon bun and chewed, trying not to look as annoyed as I felt. I'd already blabbed way too much about my pathetic life in those emails I'd sent Andre. Hey, I barely even know the guy. "I wish they were shipping me off to camp," I finally sighed. then I wouldn't feel so guilty for being selfish and totally ruining my BFF's plans for the summer. Nicole, you don't seem to me like the type of person who'd purposely hurt your friends. Listen, Andre, it's really complicated, and we don't have that much time, I muttered. He glanced at his watch. Actually, we have 2 minutes and 15 seconds. I suggest you talk really, really fast, he smiled. So I reluctantly told him everything. Anyway, I'm confused. I can't decide if I should go to Paris or on tour with my band. Wow, Nicole, that's a really good problem to have. Seriously, Andre, it's a big problem for me if I disappoint my friends. I really care about them, I explained. Wait a minute, he exclaimed. Let me get this straight. You have an all-expenses-paid trip for 2 weeks in Paris to study at the Louvre, and you're worried about your friends being mad at you? Really? Sorry, Nicole, but you need some new friends. Well, I don't know for sure that they'd be mad at me, but I'd be mad at myself. I'd basically be ditching my BFFs and the Bad Boys tour that we've been planning together for months. Like, who does that? Only the worst friend ever, I grumbled. I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'd love for you to come to Paris, Nicole. We'd have a great time hanging out together, and I could show you around the city. But that's a decision only you can make. OMG. Studying art in Paris would be a dream come true. Everyone was really happy for me a few weeks ago when I first told them about it. I guess I need to sit down with them and explain that both events are scheduled at the same time. And if I go to Paris, I won't be able to go with them on the Bad Boys tour. I just hope they won't be too disappointed. Anyway, after hashing everything out with Andre, I decided to do the mature and responsible thing. I sent Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon a text asking them to meet me after school in the library to discuss some really important news. Andre said I shouldn't worry because everything was going to work out fine. I was so grateful for his help and advice that I told him I'd give him one of the queasy, cheesy gift cards from my dad. I just hope he's right. Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. at home in the family room. Ah! Okay, that was me screaming. Why? Because I am having yet another meltdown. Yes, I know. It's the second one this week, and it's only Wednesday. This is what happened. Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon were excited to meet me in the library after school. Andre and I have been attending classes together for only 2 days, but my friends were acting more like it had been 2 weeks. Nikki, we know your student ambassador duties are mandatory, but we really miss hanging out with you, Zoe complained. I totally agree, Chloe grumbled. Andre is a nice and cute guy, but it kind of feels like he has kidnapped our BFF. Yeah, someone needs to tell that dude this place is a middle school, not a daycare center, Brandon griped. Personally, Nikki, I think he's into you. No way! It's not like that at all, I protested. Come on, guys, be nice. But deep down, I was surprised and very flattered that Brandon was acting a little jealous. Maybe it meant Brandon really liked me. Although, to be honest, it had never occurred to me that a guy like Andre would be interested in a nice and dorky girl like me. I mean, he could totally date one of those gorgeous teen Disney starlets. Hey, I'd be lucky to have one guy interested in me. But two guys? OMG! That sounds like something straight out of a fairy tale. Once upon a time, Princess Nikki was standing on her balcony gazing at her beautiful kingdom. Suddenly, the handsome Prince Brandon appeared and said, "Princess Nikki, would you like to go for a walk with me in the meadow?" But before she could answer, the handsome Prince Andre appeared and said, "Princess Nicole, would you like to walk with me in the meadow?" Then they dueled over her with swords. Scree! Zoe interrupted my daydream. "So what's the important news? We're dying to know." "Is it a surprise?" Chloe squealed. "I love surprises." "Well, actually, it has to do with the Bad Boys tour this summer," I answered hesitantly. "I'm ready to rock," Zoe exclaimed. "My family will be going on a 2-week vacation to Maui without me. I decided our tour was more important." "Really?" I muttered. "Yeah, me too," Chloe said. "I finally landed us tickets to Comic-Con in San Diego, but I gave them away since we're going to be on tour that week."
"You did?" I groaned.
"Same here," Brandon said. "I've been on a waiting list for a photography camp, and I found out last week that I got in, but I've already given up my spot since we'll be on tour in July."
"You didn't," I moaned.
All three of my friends stared at me eagerly as they waited for me to share my very important news. Suddenly, I felt really guilty. Each of my friends had made a personal sacrifice to go on that tour.
"Well, actually, it's really hard for me to find the right words," I muttered.
"Come on, Nikki. You can tell us anything," Zoe said encouragingly. I took a deep breath and closed my eyes. "Okay, Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon. I realize we've been planning this Bad Boys tour for months, but I really need to let you know that I can't." That's when my BFFs very enthusiastically and very rudely interrupted me.
"Way to go on tour together!"
Then Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon started cheering and woo-hooing and high-fiving each other. They were acting like they had just won the Super Bowl or something. Somehow, we'd had a major miscommunication about the Bad Boys tour.
"Nikki, we realize our show is a huge responsibility for you," Zoe said supportively.
"But always remember, we're in this thing together," Chloe said, giving me jazz hands.
"Yeah, we got this," Brandon exclaimed.
Then the three of them gave me a big hug. The massive outpouring of love, support, and enthusiasm from my friends was so touching that I got a huge lump in my throat. I knew I was going to have to tell my friends the truth sooner or later, but right then, I was kind of leaning more toward later. As much as I wanted to wait, though, I knew I had to get it over with. Since it seemed almost impossible for me to tell them the bad news, I thought it might be easier if I just
showed them. Listen, guys, I want you to read an email that I received on Monday. That will pretty much explain everything, I said. I pulled up my emails to show them the one I'd gotten about the trip to Paris. But that's when I noticed a brand new email from a popular social media website saying that a post I was tagged in had received more than 25 comments and likes. It said, "Cute pic of Andre and Nikki." I opened the email and just stared at the photo in shock. What? It finally made sense why everyone was gossiping yesterday about Andre and me being a couple. Someone had taken a photo of Andre and me at school. But the sign I was holding had been altered. It said, "I missed you, Andre," with hearts. Selfie chic. Adorableness. Love my lip gloss. I heard they met while she was visiting NHH. Maybe love at first sight? Flawless. They are perfect together. I totally ship them. Cheer girl. Cutest couple ever. Love my lip gloss. Hanging out with him is definitely an upgrade from her two dorky BFFs. Diva 124. What about poor Brandon? Selfie chic. Looks like he'll have to get over it. Diva 124. I'll take him. How could people talk about my friends like that? I couldn't bear to read another comment. Whoever posted that pic is obviously just trying to stir up drama because my real sign said, "Welcome Andrea to WCD," not, "I missed you, Andre." I sighed in frustration and clicked off that website. That's when I realized my friends were still eagerly waiting for me to show them the email I had mentioned.
"So, what do you need to show us?" Zoe asked. "Is it an email from Trevor Chase?"
OMG, it's an email from the bad boys, right? Chloe shouted hysterically. "If it is, I think I'm going to die." Just great. Even my email idea had turned into a hot mess. "Listen, guys, I'm really sorry, but something just came up. I really need to go right now. We can talk about this later, okay?" I said, trying to stay calm.
"Is something wrong, Nikki?" Brandon asked, concerned.
No, I just got an email here from my, mom, and I have to go home to, babysit Brianna. Bye, guys," I said as I quickly headed for the door.
"What?"
Chloe and Zoe blinked in confusion.
"Wait a minute, Nikki, come back. Are you sure you're..."
I didn't hear the rest of Brandon's question because I practically ran down the hall. I had to get out of there before I burst into tears. Right now, I'm writing in my diary trying to figure out how to fix this disaster. I'm pretty sure Chloe, Zoe, and Brandon hadn't seen that post yet. If they had, I'm very sure they would have been upset enough to have mentioned it. If/when Brandon finds out, I just hope he doesn't believe all the crazy gossip. It might make him feel a little insecure and extremely cruddy to hear rumors that Andre and I are a couple. I already feel horrible for him. And now I have to tell my BFFs about the trip to Paris and the gossip about them online. Oh no! Daisy stole my peanut butter sandwich and got peanut butter everywhere. I actually had to change my clothes. Just great. Now someone's ringing the doorbell.
OMG. I can't believe who's actually here. It's Brandon? Wednesday, 7 p.m. at home. Brandon was at my front door. My first reaction was, no! I was pretty sure he'd seen the photo online and had rushed over to my house to ask me about it. I now had the perfect opportunity to be a mature and responsible adult and tell Brandon the truth about everything. Like, Andre and I are merely friends. I met him for the first time in my life less than 72 hours ago. I'm planning to ditch you, my BFFs, and the National Bad Boys Tour to hang out with him in Paris for 2 weeks. Just ignore any photos you see of Andre and me. And definitely don't believe any of the gossip. Unfortunately, all of that sounded like a bunch of lies, even to me. And I know the truth. So how could I expect Brandon to believe me? The reality was that he probably wouldn't. I didn't have a choice but to try to convince him. I opened the door, grabbed Brandon's shoulders, and stared desperately into his eyes. Listen, Brandon, I know why you're here, and I don't blame you for being upset, but Andre and I are just friends, nothing more. You gotta believe me. He just stared back at me, slightly surprised and totally confused. Okay, Nikki. I think I understand. Does this mean that Andre is going to help out with Daisy's training session? Because today she's supposed to learn the sit and stay commands. OMG! It's Wednesday, and we have Daisy's training today! So, that's why you're here? I stammered. Is now a bad time? Brandon asked. What? I mean, of course not. I was just a little confused, that's all. I babbled like an idiot. Daisy is in the backyard. So, what was all that stuff about Andre? Brandon asked. Never mind. I'll grab us something to drink and meet you out back in a few minutes, okay? I could hardly believe Brandon was here for Daisy's second doggy obedience lesson. Not to grill me about my relationship with Andre and tell me what a hopelessly pathetic friend I am. I actually felt totally relieved. Hey, why ruin a fun evening hanging out with my crush? So I decided not to bring up the trip to Paris, the Bad Boys tour, or the online gossip until later. Since it was a warm evening, I made a delicious pitcher of ice-cold lemonade. What better way for Brandon and me to chillax than with a cool, refreshing drink? I was carrying the tray of lemonade over to Brandon when I encountered a series of unfortunate events. Basically, Daisy was way too excited to see me walk outside, and soon she'd knocked lemonade everywhere. Thanks to Daisy, Brandon and I had a very cold and refreshing lemonade shower. We never got a chance to drink my lemonade. But Daisy tasted it, and she loved it. After we'd finished with Daisy's lesson, I decided it was time to finally break the bad news. Listen, Brandon, I appreciate everything you've done for Daisy, but I really need to tell you. Nikki, you don't have to thank me again, Brandon smiled. Then he brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes and smiled at me all shy-like. I really enjoy hanging out with you. As a matter of fact, I was wondering if you, wanted to go out to Queasy Cheesy for pizza this weekend?
Sure, Brandon. Of course. It would be fun, I answered very calmly. But deep down inside, I was elated and doing my Snoopy happy dance. Scooby! I'm so happy, I'm so happy. Brandon asked me to hang out at Queasy Cheesy.
We decided to text each other Saturday morning to arrange everything. I know it's not actually a real date, since we're not actually a real couple. Yet. But still. It's like really, really, really close to all of that without actually being it. So I decided not to ruin the moment by bringing up other stuff. Hey, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Just try not to spill it all over your crush. I'm really lucky to have a friend like Brandon. Scooby! Wednesday, 9 p.m. in my bedroom. This whole day has been one giant emotional roller coaster. Another photo was posted online about an hour ago. It was more gossip about Andre and me, saying that we were ditching school to hang out, with a picture of us together next to his car. Selfie chic. Isn't this against the rules? Love my lip gloss. Only if they get caught. Diva 124. Then they can do after-school detention together. How romantic. Cheer girl. Where'd they go? Flawless. Maybe to the cupcakery in Paris on his family's private jet? Selfie chic. I'm so jelly. Love my lip gloss. Poor Andre was probably trying to get away from her tacky, annoying BFFs, Chloe and Zoe. OMG! I was furious! Andre and I did not ditch school together. He had simply left early for a dentist appointment. I wonder who's posting this garbage. Judging from the usernames, I can make a pretty good guess. Love My Lip Gloss is probably Mackenzie, and Selfie Chic is probably Tiffany from NHH. I have no idea why they would do this to me. Well, other than the fact that they both hate my guts. The humiliating part is that most of the students from WCD and NHH will probably read the stuff and believe it's true. It just occurred to me that posts like this are considered cyberbullying. And both schools, WCD and NHH, have very strict rules against it. Sometimes in life, you have to do the right thing, even when it's difficult or unpopular. Which means I need to ponder a very complex and difficult question. Why is my life such a giant bucket of puke?